The future of many so-called dreamers remains in limbo this week as congressional leaders and the president play their bargaining chips in Washington. The president recently announced he was ending the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program that shields undocumented immigrants who were brought here as children from deportation, but he's given Congress 6 months to come up with a more permanent solution for them.
Last month, it sounded like Congress might be close to a deal with the president on DACA recipients. Then, over the weekend, the Trump administration sent a sweeping list of demands to congressional leaders, tying any deal on the recently ended DACA program to a border wall and other hardline immigration policies.
Now the prospect of Congress passing any kind of bipartisan immigration deal seems even further away, but the show's Lauren Gilger spoke with someone who thinks this is the best chance we've ever had to pass comprehensive immigration reform. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. So I spoke with Ali Nourani. He's the executive director of the National Immigration Forum more about this. They're an advocacy organization that promotes the value of immigrants, and they're in the middle of the debate over immigration in Washington, lobbying for a bipartisan solution that conservative law enforcement and business leaders can agree upon. But with all of the division over this issue, like you asked, is compromise even possible at this point? So we talked more about that, and I asked him if he was surprised by the White House's move to tie any agreement on the future of DACA recipients to a border wall and other policies like that.
You know, quite honestly, I was not surprised by the principles as released by the White House. You know, not only have they been kind of floating around the news stream for the last couple of weeks, but really the principles are carrying forward the president's promises or the campaign, and then frankly the next step of his executive orders in the from the first months of the administration. The question is, do they have any sort of support in Congress? Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I think the number of Republicans who would support these kinds of measures is so small that even as a standalone pieces of legislation, these principles could never be translated into actual bills and make it back to the president's desk. So ultimately, Republicans, they need Democrats. Democrats need Republicans. And that's, I think, where the opportunity lies.
Right. This is an issue, though, that's been debated and attempted just over and over again for decades now. What do you think the areas of common ground are right now on both sides?
Sure. Well, I have worked on this issue for well over 10 years now, and I have never seen the breadth or the depth of conservative support for immigration reform, much less liberal support. Mm-hmm. In the last couple of weeks, we have seen letters from conservative evangelical leaders ranging from 60 leading Southern Baptist leaders at the national level to over 3,500 local pastors and church leaders. We've seen hundreds of business leaders. We've seen law enforcement from across the country. The points of agreement. The points of agreement are, number one, that those who received protection under the DACA program are able to get a permanent legal status and some versions of legislation even over a course of time and access to a path to citizenship. I think there's also a broad agreement on smart border enforcement, infrastructure, ports of entry, boots on the ground, not necessarily a wall. I am hard-pressed to identify a serious policy expert who says a wall is the right move. Mm-hmm. Those, I think, are the two points of agreement right now. The challenge is to keep this legislative debate focused on those two points, and let's not bite off more than we can chew.
So much of this, though, has to do with politics, and a lot of the discussion around this has to do with looking at the president's base, right, and pleasing the base, and that may be what that list of demands that came out on Sunday night was about. So do you think that both of those things can be done, though? Is one side willing to give up a little bit of support from their base, and are Democrats on the other side willing to give up support from their base?
So last week in Washington, D.C., we had, on Wednesday, over 90 faith law enforcement business leaders in town for lobby visits, particularly around this question of protecting dreamers. There were meetings with members of the Arizona delegation, Senator Flake's office, Congressman Trent Franks, in fact. And in those meetings, we had pastors, law enforcement officials, business leaders from the state of Arizona really urging Republican members of the Arizona delegation to move forward in a constructive way. Mm-hmm. So I think coming from Arizona, there is conservative support for a solution. Nationally, I think there is as well. Senator Tom Tillis from North Carolina, who's a sponsor of one of the pieces of legislation, the SUCCEED Act, he keynoted our event the following day. 230 conservative leaders from across the country in the room. Again, there's broad consensus. Does that consensus extend to President Trump's small base on this question? I'm not going to sit here and say yes. I think his base has been, frankly, sold a bill of goods that mass deportations and walls are good for the American worker and their families. When you look at the business owners and what they need, when you look at families and what they need, that's just not the case.
Right. So what do you think is different at this point? What's changed? And why do you think at this point, as opposed to at some point over the last 20 years, mm-hmm. this might actually happen?
I think what's different is that you have legislation in the Senate introduced by Senator Flake in Durbin on the Democratic side, on the Republican side, Lankford and Tillis. These are, some of them are old faces on this question. Mm-hmm. Tillis and Lankford are very new faces, new conservative faces. So we've never seen that. So what's different is that Republicans now have the opportunity to get credit for a fix. In the past, you know, if I had a dime for every time a Republican told me, I'd vote for immigration reform, but I won't get credit. Well, Republicans are going to get full and fair credit for everything immigration related for the foreseeable future. They can get credit for fixing this problem, or they can get credit for deporting nearly 700,000 young people. That's a pretty black and white question.
Right. So do you think it is the fact that the Trump administration rescinded DACA and said you have 6 months to fix it? Was that timeline sort of the last push that Congress needed to say, all right, we're going to figure it out?
Sadly, I think that push and that deadline has created a sense of urgency. It's an awful way to play with people's lives. I think that by sunsetting the program and giving the six-month deadline, the administration has thrown hundreds of thousands of lives into turmoil. But you know what? The important part about this moment is that millions and millions of Americans now realize that their kid's best friend is undocumented. The family one pew over at church is undocumented. The family down the street that they really enjoy seeing is undocumented. And regardless of what happens with this legislative battle, people are not going to forget that. So we have just an incredible moment to really move the American public forward and get Congress to pass some bipartisan reforms.
All right. Ali Noorani is the executive director of the National Immigration Forum. Ali, thanks so much for coming in.
Hey, thank you very much for having me.